Democracies on Saturday announced a plan to counter China's growing influence by offering developing nations an infrastructure plan to rival President Xi Jinping's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road Initiative. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders hope the so-called Build Back Better World Initiative will provide a transparent infrastructure partnership to help narrow a $40 trillion gap needed by developing nations by 2035. China's Belt and Road Initiative is a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure scheme that Xi launched in 2013, involving development and investment initiatives that would stretch from Asia to Europe and beyond. Leaders of the G7, the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, Italy, France, and Japan want to use their gathering in a British seaside resort to show the world that the richest democracies can offer an alternative to China. A U.S. official says Biden also made, quote, forceful comments to G7 leaders about the need to make a strong statement about what rights groups say is the use of forced labor in China, but there was a, quote, spectrum of how far different countries are willing to go in their criticism. UN experts and rights groups estimate over 1 million people, mainly Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities, have been detained in recent years in a vast system of camps in Xinjiang. Hundreds of environmental protesters took to the corner seaside to draw the attention of world leaders and the international media that have descended on Southwest England for the three-day summit. A crowd of surfers, kayakers, and swimmers gathered Saturday on a beach in Falmouth for a mass paddle-out protest organized by a group campaigning for more action to protect oceans. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, also at the G7 summit, called on Saturday for a, quote, pragmatic solution to disagreements over part of the Brexit deal that covers border issues with Northern Ireland. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said earlier that Britain will do, quote, whatever it takes to protect its territorial integrity in a trade dispute with the European Union, threatening emergency measures if no solution was found. Meanwhile, Merkel says she and U.S. President Joe Biden agreed that Ukraine must continue to remain a transit country for Russian natural gas once Moscow completes the controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline under the Baltic Sea. The $11 billion pipeline will carry gas to Germany directly, something Washington fears could undermine Ukraine and increase Russia's influence over Europe. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday expressed, quote, serious concern about rising infections of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, reinforcing suggestions he is set to delay lifting Britain's last remaining lockdown curbs. Johnson is due to announce Monday whether planned lifting of restrictions can go ahead on June 21st as scheduled, but the rapid spread of the Delta COVID-19 variant, first discovered in India, has thrown those plans into jeopardy, meaning the government will delay the lifting of restrictions by a month, according to a Daily Telegraph report. A four-week delay would push back the easing of restrictions to July 19th. Thousands turned out in Paris on Saturday to march against the, quote, progression of far-right ideas in French society. Political groups from the left, human rights groups, workers, and student unions were part of the protest, which was held in Paris and across France. France will vote in regional elections at the end of June, and far-right leader Marine Le Pen said her party could win several regions. Protesters argue political discourse in France has been influenced by ideas from the far right, targeting especially Le Pen, who will run in the 2022 French presidential elections. Opinion polls show Le Pen will be French President Emmanuel Macron's biggest challenger. And Hong Kong democracy activist Angus Chow described prison as, quote, agony on Saturday after she was released on the second anniversary of the city's huge democracy rallies, with police out in force and protests now all but banned. 2,000 officers have been placed on standby after social media calls for residents to commemorate the failed democracy demonstrations. Authorities have kept a coronavirus prohibition on public gatherings, despite the city recording just 3 local infections in the last month. A Beijing-imposed national security law has also criminalized many ways of protesting, and most of the city's democracy leaders have been arrested, jailed, or fled overseas. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1.